Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you. I'm excited about having Todd Walrath back on the show. He's Executive Vice President and Founder of Leads.com. That's an organization that provides online marketing service and lead generation for you, for your small business, in your local market. How about that? Todd, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back on, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show, Todd, and because you talk about things that will help small businesses, and I like that. I like being able to help them get more business. And do something for us. Take us on a little tour. When you founded Leads.com, what was it, about 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
When
back
you founded
2002, yeah.
When you founded Leads.com, I want to know what was in your head at that time and what you're going to be doing, Todd, as you talk about this, as you go back and tell us about that. You're going to be doing two things simultaneously. You're going to be helping people who are thinking about starting a business. You know, you're going to be connecting with them on that level. And you're also going to be talking to me and my audience about the specific thing that you do. So this is what you're about to do is very important, Todd. So go ahead.
Well, don't put any pressure on me.
Oh, no pressure at all.
Back in 2000, 2001.
Give us a little bit of your background, because I think that will help.
Sure. Prior to starting Leads, my business partner and I were over at AOL for several years, and we were running all of the search at AOL on the AOL service. And
So you'd gotten some good background. Your where you had worked before gave you some pretty good perspectives on what was going on in the marketplace.
Yeah, we were with AOL early on, and you know, as people were first getting on the internet and using it for a lot of the standard things, you know, shopping and buying airline tickets and doing research and things like that. But one of the kind of fundamental consumer shifts we started to notice around 2000, 2001 was that consumers were starting to look for local businesses online, especially from the workplace. They're at work, they're living a busy lifestyle, and they're trying to find the things, get their weekend errands done, making the calls from their workplace. And we could see steadily every month the local searches going up on the AOL service. That's really the seed that kind of hatched for us, that consumers weren't just going to go and buy their Christmas gifts on the internet, that they were going to start doing everyday tasks on the internet too.
So they were this, and what you saw was what I've been talking about on this show since 1999, which is the metamorphosis of the internet from a toy to a tool.
Yes.
And people were saying, they weren't just going out there and saying, okay, what can I find wherever? They were starting to say, what can I find nearby?
Right, that's exactly right. So we had been working with small businesses at AOL, and you know, the best example would be, the greatest thing about it, the internet, is that we can count every time a consumer looks for something. So, you know, the most
as opposed to radio, to some parts of the radio, and also television, newspapers, you can't always tell. The internet gives you can actually track it, can't you?
That's exactly right. So now, for the first time, we could tell you that there were 1,200 consumers that looked for a plumber in Boston last month on the AOL service. Mm-hmm. And we used that information to form those early relationships with small businesses in hundreds of different business categories. And then we noticed that the same thing was happening on Microsoft, on Google, on Yahoo, and that it's really hard for a small business to be able to figure out where to place themselves on all these different search engines. And that's essentially what we do for them. We carve out the plumbing section if you're a plumber, or if you're a caterer, or if you're a real estate agent. Pretty much every business industry we have coverage for, and then we drive those consumers to your website or make your phone ring, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of our little niche of the world. That's kind of what we're trying to help small businesses do.
Well, and you know, there's this great belief and hope out there by so many people that if they put up a website, that you know, the world will beat a path to their door, and it is possible. But for most small businesses, that's not how they're going to get a return on investment. That is something that they really want. There needs to be a combination of the world beating a path to the door, as well as your neighbors beating a path to your door. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to make that happen with our good friend Todd Walrath. He's Executive Vice President and the founder of Leads.com, LEADS.com. 20 till, here's the Godfather of Soul to take us out.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
The Reverend Al Green, ladies and gentlemen.
People say that I found a way.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Todd Walrath, Executive Vice President and Founder of Leads.com. And I encourage you to go to that website, folks, and check it out. Todd, we're talking about getting people to beat a path. How do we get people to beat a path to our door? The aha moments for me, Todd, and I may have said this before with you, I don't remember, but Anita Rosen is a good friend of ours and one of our top online specialists, and she told us something several years ago that was really an important way for me to think about the way we do business and online. And she calls it e-business. She says the overarching umbrella thing to think about when it comes to online business is e-business. She said underneath that are the three components, our three main components: e-commerce, which is obviously where you can buy things online; e-shopping, which is where you don't buy things, you just shop, you just go see what people have. And then, of course, e-customer service, which is where people take care of themselves. They look after their own orders. They follow up. Like if I was shipping something to you by UPS, I can go on UPS and see if it was delivered yet. And if it was, who signed for it, when they signed for it. That's e-customer service. And that really was an important thing for me to understand and to pass along to folks. And when I think about what you guys do, that's getting people to come to your to find you locally is a very important part of all of that, isn't it?
Right. Well, it's the same thing that it's the same reason why people would want to advertise in the print yellow pages. If that's where consumers go to look for things, you built this great storefront and you merchandise your store, or you have trucks with great service people in them, and if you can't have people figure out how to get in touch with you or where you are so they can come do business with you, all that investment is sort of in vain. Same thing with the internet. You know, people either may have just built a website or have had a website recently, and if you don't connect that to where the consumers are looking for that type of business, it's just really a glossy brochure that no one can see. So,
and the thing that happens, though, is I think some people get the idea that if they can't have e-commerce, and e-commerce is a little more expensive, it is more expensive than just e-shopping, an e-shopping site where you just put your catalog up there. It does take more time, a little more maintenance, a little more money to do that. And some people think that if they can't have an e-commerce site, or maybe they think that they sell things that really aren't conducive to e-commerce, they think that then they shouldn't really try on the internet. But the truth is, with the way you guys work and other opportunities that are out there, you don't have to have e-commerce to make the internet work for you, do you?
No, I would say 90% of our customers don't have e-commerce on their website, don't have a shopping cart or a checkout counter there.
Right, but they do have their catalog is there.
That's exactly right. So they're talking about their services. They're putting their testimonials up, pictures of their work, their pricing, so that people can start to understand what type of services they provide and can kind of go the first few steps of getting to know them so that they can do business with that particular small business.
Now, that's a very interesting statistic that you just gave us, and it surprises me, the 90% thing. Tell us that again.
Well, if you look at most of our customers, we consider them to be not online businesses, but offline businesses. It could be, if you come to our website, there's a list of the types of businesses that we support. Everybody from movers to a day spa to doctors to contractors to movers. Really, and if you think about it, if you were looking for a mover to do a move from, here down to Florida, where I'm in D.C., that you wouldn't... You wouldn't run your credit card through and buy the move right there on his website. You'd want to know whether they offered insurance or whether they had packing services or whether they how long they had been in business. So those are the types of things that you want to tell your story on your website, and we help drive consumers right to your story on the web.
Mm-hmm. And now this is a... The way you're doing this, is this proprietary, or is this something that you have competitors out there? You don't have to say who they are, but I mean, is this method that you use, is it proprietary?
Well, there's a lot of people trying to take advantage of all that consumer traffic that's out there. But what we've done is essentially our customers typically don't have a big marketing department or an ad agency.
That's right.
And those are the people who have historically done all of that heavy lifting and figure out which parts of the search engine, which keywords, how much you should bid. It's very complicated for any business, let alone a small business. So what we've done is just really tried to develop software to do all that for the business. And that's why, ultimately, we measure our results based on how many phone calls a business gets, how many emails a business gets, because a click to your website is nice, but if you can't see that turning into more business, then it's hard to really put a price on how much you should pay for that. So we guarantee to our customers they'll get a certain number of phone calls or a certain number of emails based on the investment they make, and that enables them to understand how much they should spend and what they're getting out of it.
If I'm not mistaken, your approach is sort of a reverse of maybe, say, Google. Google, if they click, you pay.
Correct.
With you guys, they pay a little bit up front to do business with you, and then they pay if they get results.
That's correct, Jim.
Is that right? That's very, yep, very interesting model. Quick break, right back with Todd Walrath. He's the Executive Vice President and the founder of Leads.com. Check that website out. Tintail, stay with us.
I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and my blog. Both of them will send you the newsletter, we'll send you the blog too, or you can just come and get it if you want, and all the other things that we make available to you for free, thanks to our great corporate partners right there on the website. And there are hundreds of Brain Trust members there who have deposited some great ideas and thoughts and tips and perspectives, like our guest this half hour, Todd Walrath, Executive Vice President of Leads.com, LEADS.com. Folks, one of the things that I try to do is introduce you to people whom I think, especially if it's somebody like Todd, who's got something that I think could maybe turn your business around. If you're not growing as fast as you think you should, and you'd like to be able to reach out to another group of people, maybe that you're not reaching right now, who can help you improve your marketing. You know what I've said before many times, no small business owner is great at marketing. It's just one of those things we don't do well. We don't put enough money behind it because we don't always have the money. And Todd, what I'd like for you to do right now is walk us through how somebody would do business with you. Give
right.
The first contact. We just now got to your website. How do we do that?
Sure. And what pick a business, Jim? What business are you in?
Let's say you're in. Let's say that you are a let's say you're a tire store.
Perfect. Okay. Well, the first thing we would do is we would look at what geography you do business in. Do you have other tire stores that are competitors in the same city? Do you deal with the whole metro area? Let's assume that you're in Jacksonville, Florida, and that you do business with pretty much anybody in the city. You'd like your customers to come and mm-hmm. come into your store. The first thing we would do is tell you how many people looked for tires on the big search engines in Jacksonville in the past 30 days.
So this would be part of the service. You'd give us that information.
That's exactly right. And typically what we find is because we do business with the big guys, Microsoft, AOL, Yahoo, Google, that in pretty much every business category there's a good number of searches. Might be 1,000 to 2,000 searches per month in a city like Jacksonville for an area like tires and things mm-hmm. like that. The second thing we'll do is we'll ask you, well, what do you want to promote in terms of your message? Do you want to talk about, do you have the best selection? Do you have the best pricing? Do you have the best service? What are the aspects of business that you tell when you tell your story? And we'll use that information to show consumers that you're the type of business that they're looking for, and we'll drive people straight from those large search engines right to your website in order for them to see your phone number, to get your email address, to learn more about what you're doing, so that when they finally figure out, okay, this is the tire store I want to do business with, they'll get in their car and they drive down the street, or they'll send you an email for a quote, or they'll pick up the phone and call you to ask questions about how you can do business together. That's what we do.
And so basically you create another kind of a net, don't you? You catch people in all these little different little nets, the Jacksonville net, the Atlanta net, the Spokane net, and you deliver those people directly to those businesses in more of a customized way than just letting them than the way that they would find you on say Google or any of the other search engines.
Well, that's right, because in our case, we have kind of most advertising, you don't know who's ultimately going to see your ad. If you're advertising
right.
in a magazine or a newspaper, anybody could see your ad. But we only show your ad to people who are looking for tire services in Jacksonville, mm-hmm. in our example. So it's so targeted to people who are already your type of customer, and then we just have to kind of, you know, we got them on the hook then. We just sort of have to reel them in and get them into the boat.
Right. Well, this is a lot more targeted, a lot more focused, folks, than paying for click on a lot of sites. And that's the reason when I found out about them, I got excited about the possibility. Now, I got less than a minute. Tell us what it costs to do business with you.
Our average customer spends, we start as low as $99 a month. It's a monthly service.
Right.
And we have people, a metro package would typically cost $200 to $300 per month. And then we also guarantee the leads that you're going to get, the phone calls and the emails for that price. So you always know what you're getting for that level of investment.
And all that can be done on the website, leads.com.
Yes.
They can find out all about that.
All right. And our phone number's on there as well. Give us a call.
All right. Hey, Todd, thanks again for all you do for small business, and thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on the show again, Jim.
Todd Walrath, ladies and gentlemen, that's Leads.com. It could be a big difference for you, folks. Check it out. One of the things I like about them is they deliver what they say they'll deliver, or you don't pay. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you. But I got one more hour. Don't go away. I'll be back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.